Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
Episode 70. I'm one of your co-hosts, Nick, Retro Nick, and joining me tonight is Gaz Moscoon.
Good evening.
Yeah, and Warren should be joining us, but just caught up in something, so it should be along any minute now or within the next few minutes.
Ten minutes.
Yeah, next 10 minutes. So, hopefully we'll be on in a bit. But you guys, I'm not sure if that happened last week with, or the week we did the trivia quiz, the episode was lost.
Oh, yes, I heard.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, so,
I won. And you can't prove I didn't.
Yeah, well, we got some witness accounts, but that's beside the point, but. Moving on, so I think the first topic we might discuss is about collecting, more specifically about when it how fun is it to collect, or and when it does get boring. Because recently, as you mentioned on Twitter, you were considering selling off some or majority of your collection.
Yeah, well, I've just got to the point where I've got games and I just don't play them anymore, or I've bought stuff and I just don't play them, so. I think I'll keep some stuff, and then just get rid of pretty much most of it.
Yep.
I haven't bought any games or consoles for as long as I can remember, for ages. I bought some PSP games, that's what I'm concentrating on at the moment, PSP, but that's all I've been concentrating on, not concentrating on anything else. I've actually been buying a few electronic games as well, from the early 80s, Master Challenge, which is a little electronic quiz game. I'd have to post some pictures on the page, but it's like an electronic quiz. Yeah, you load up to a cartridge. It's made by Coleco.
Oh yeah, during the early 80s, they created the ColecoVision and...
Yeah, well, this is made by Coleco. It's basically, it looks like a bit of a calculator. You get 1,001 questions in each category. You type in the question, and you get a choice of four answers. Is A, B, C, or D? You press it on the keypad, click answer, and it gives you a green light if you're correct, and then a red light if you're not.
Oh, on you that?
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Not much. I mean, we just started, but just feeling quickly, just talking about when is it fun to collect, and when it gets boring. And Gaz was talking about what is it in. Collection recently, which was Kerongas.
Yeah, as I said, I've stopped collecting retro stuff for now because I'm a bit bored of it. So I'm collecting a few little electronic games from the early 80s. Yeah, and it's a game which I remember fondly, which I've just picked up again. It's a little electronic quiz game. It comes with a book with 1,000 questions and. I think there was 5 different categories, so there's like 5,000 questions, and it's made by Coleco, I think, in the original.
Oh, okay. So,
quite cool.
Oh, yeah, I've heard those games. I used to play those when I was a kid. I haven't seen one of those in, like, forever.
Yeah, I picked them up for pretty much next to nothing on eBay. I mean, it costs more to post than it did to actually buy, so...
I'm going to say, so, I mean, yeah, I'm going to ask you that, since it was Coleco, I mean, was that in your region, or you bought it from another region?
No, it was in this country. I've got the original computer cartridge thing. It came with the book number one, which is just general knowledge, and then there's a few other books, I think... sports and things like that, and pop music, and there's like 1,000 questions in each category. It's just a fun little thing. I remember it from my childhood, and I thought, I'll have that.
Yeah.
So I think I might concentrate on collecting a few little like vintage electronic toys and games for now, and then I'm going to get rid of most of my collection. Anything that I don't actually play. There's no point. I don't think there's any point in keeping hold of it if I don't really play it.
Yeah. I already went through that phase. I went through the games that I'm not going to play, and mainly I went through my 3DO collection, and I had maybe like, I don't know, I had doubles of games I didn't even know I had doubles of, and I just got rid of them. You know, I was kind of, I wasn't desperate, but I was desperate kind of way, because I wanted to buy an 8-bitty, and I didn't have any cash on me, and that thing at the time cost like, I think like $40 or $39.99. And the guy looked at me funny saying, you know, store credit, I'll give you $140 for all of these. I was like, no, I want cash. And he goes, well, I'm only going to give you $45 in cash. I was like, well, give me cash. Like, you know, I'll give you store credit. I was like, hey, normally I wouldn't do this, but I just need the cash right now. you know? But yeah, I'm not collecting that much myself either. I mean, if I see something, I might grab it, but it's only going to be on mainly, you know, like a Super Nintendo or old Nintendo console, you know. I don't have, my friend, he just scored a Saturn because he's never owned one. So, you know, and he's not really a big collector, but he's kind of, you know, increasing his collection, though.
Yeah, I think it's got to the point where, I mean, I've got over 1,000 games. I'm just going to... And I've got consoles. I bought an Atari Jaguar. I played it 3 times, and it's in the cupboard, sat there. I've got a TurboGrafx 16. I bought that. I played it once or twice, sat there doing nothing. Might as well just get rid of it.
Yeah, I'm going to say, why don't you trade? I mean, what I did with my TurboGrafx was my friend who owns his own, who opened his own game shop, you know, he wanted a TurboGrafx, and I traded my TurboGrafx because I had another friend who had a Turbo Duo. And I didn't believe it until he showed it to me. And I said, hey, I'll trade you my, well, at the time it was a broken laptop, but it had insurance on it. And I just sent it back and got it fixed up. So it was really, you know, it was a $2,000 laptop, but because it had a defect in it, I was like, I don't want it. And I warned him saying, hey, this is a nice laptop. It's great. But if you shake this cord right here too many times, it gets a short in it. And he says, yeah, I'll trade you. And so I traded him for the Turbo Duo. And then my friend with the shop, Dominique, He said he wanted a TurboGrafx. I said, I have one. What do you have for trades? He said, well, I have a ColecoVision. I say, perfect. Let's trade. And he's been happy with it. I was happy. So I was going to say, you got to upgrade, you know, trade out. That way you have two systems in the price of, you know, two systems instead of just one, you know. Yeah, I mean, if you want to go that way.
Yeah, I don't know what I want to do with them yet. I think I might sell them on eBay. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'm going to say, go ahead.
I don't want to make any profit. I just want to make what I paid for them. So I'm not aiming to make huge amounts of profit.
Okay. Well, do you have any TurboGrafx games? Like, what games do you have? I mean, if you can say, like, 5.
Yeah, I've got, like, 5 or 6 games.
Do you have, do you have Legendary X2? And, are they American? No, I mean, can you...
I don't know. I'm not sure if it's. Yeah, okay. It's an English console or a European console, but I don't know if you can play it on. I have no idea.
Yeah, I just thought about like crap. I just thought about that. So, what's his name? He's also slowing down on games too. I'm sorry. Gamester 81. He actually posted a video because he's noticing that people are basically price gouging.
Yeah, I think that was on the NES because he thought the NES collecting recently was just getting out of hand, especially, not sure if you saw that Nintendo World Championship cart, which was in terrible condition, sold for $100,000.
I don't believe
It didn't sell.
I don't believe that. Somebody trolled that. They trolled it. There's no way. There is no... I mean, unless you're... I don't even know how to say it. I mean, you have to be screwed in the mind to pay that for that. Now, don't get me wrong. If it was a like my friend, when he found Cheetah Man, what happened was he went to the store and he bought the game because it was in a funny-looking case. And, you know, it didn't have a box or anything, so he just bought it for, like, $2.50, brought it home, popped it in, and then he said he never heard of the game before. So he looked up on the internet and realized this game was going for about $300-something. So being a good guy like he is... He decided to take it back, saying, "Hey guys, I think you made a mistake and sold me a game that was worth a lot of money, for like beans." And thank you. And they ended up saying, "No, you bought it. You have the receipt that shows you paid for it. It was our mistake." And so they gave it. He kept it, and it's in his collection. I mean, now I think it's worth like $500. But see, he's a collector. He doesn't really collect for the price because his library alone. Is worth maybe about $200,000, maybe, because he has like a lot of rare games. But that's what he does, and he wastes a lot of money too. him and his wife, they go on these binges when they get quote-unquote extra money, which is not extra money, and they buy all these boxes off of eBay. And he'll call me right now and say, hey, I got an extra copy of such and such. I'm like, why do you buy these mystery boxes? Because, well, it's cheaper to collect that way. The box costs like $50, but you never know what's inside. And I'm like, yeah, that's not my way. When I see something I want, you know, if it's a Neo Geo, like Shock Troopers, I finally talked to one of the guys from Neo Geo for Life. And they said, oh, yeah, one, that game does not come in AES format. It's only MVS. So I kind of got saddened a little bit. But they say they do make a converter, so you can do that if you want to, which I can't afford it, so I'm just going to wait. But I'm not a collector like I used to be. Like you're doing right now, I hit that stage a while ago. It's like, if I'm not playing it or it doesn't have really good fond memories, like I was talking about Alone in the Dark, I love that game. I bought it again on 3DO. That game is so slow that it's not worth it to me anymore, so I got rid of it. I still love it, don't get me wrong, but my fond memories are what I loved about it. And playing the game, I mean, I hated selling it, but it's like, it's not what I remember. So I got rid of it. You know, dirt cheap too. You know, part one and part two. Didn't even beat part two. But no, I understand what you're saying about collecting and stuff. If you're not playing it, I mean, you know, if the kids don't like it, get rid of it.
Ah, that's it. I think I'm going to, over the next few weeks, I'll start putting it on eBay. I don't know whether to just start it off at 99p and just see what it goes for, or just put a buy it now, a reasonable buy it now price on, because I'm not interested in making loads of money. That's the thing. I just want to get my money back, and that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll say, because there's like, I have like three friends with their own shops. I mean, with your stuff being in the UK, I don't know how keen they would be, you know, at buying it. So, you know, because I know they don't want the American version. But, you know, where I live at, I have people from all over the world. So, you know, when people are buying GameCubes, they're like, well, let's play in the UK. You're like, yeah, it will. You know, but just make sure they buy US GameCubes and everything. So, you know, but if I was you, I'd probably do something. You know, just do a little research and say, hey, would you buy this? And, you know, and they'll say yes or no. It's not a, hey, great, you know. But that's what I do normally when I'm trying to sell, like, more than five games. I try to find someone, I call it a dump, and I just dump it on them for, like, you know, $80 to $90, and they're happy, you know. So, but yeah
just,
make sure.
It's just one of those things, in 1 minute you collect something, and for whatever reason, whether it's the cost of collecting for this particular system, or collect something in particular, that it can even become boring and become too tedious trying to track certain games down. I mean,
it's not even that I'm collecting a whole set or anything like that. It's just the fact that I'm just buying games that I'm never going to play. That's the so I think if I get rid of everything I won't want to play, and I keep the stuff that I do like my Final Fantasies, my Resident Evils, and my role-playing game collection.
Yeah.
And things like that. Then, yeah, and I'll keep my Mega Drives, and I'll just get rid of everything else, because I don't play anything. I haven't played on a retro console for God knows how long. I have my Xbox, my 360, and my Xbox One. They're the consoles that I've set up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I jump back on my old Nintendo every now and then, but my Super Nintendo hasn't gotten any play. Any of my older consoles haven't gotten any play. I haven't played my Ouya in about a month now, almost a month and a half. But I do play my 3DS, I will say that. I play more on my iPad, and I know that sounds bad and blasphemous, but I do. But I'm not playing like a lot of games. I'm still playing on 3DS, what's her name? Shantae's Risky Revenge. That game is really fun, but it's proving to be tedious for me, but I'm still enjoying it, don't get me wrong. Even though I'm like 5, 6, 7 years late on it. And I'm playing my Xbox, because now that I have a controller for it, I do play that. I play my PS3 a little bit. Actually, I was going to play Gex and stream it Friday night, but because I've been so busy, which is actually, I'm not at home right now. I actually just recorded my podcast for my site that I have to, for some reason, when we talk on here, I don't know why, you guys are crystal clear and there's no issues. Every now and then we have a little issue, but I can at least hear you and stuff. But this person, for some reason, his connection, I don't know what it is, but obviously, if I'm talking with you on his connection, I guess it's my connection. I don't know. But collecting games, I don't know. Collecting the old school stuff, like, if you're not playing it, you know, I will just, I don't even know what to say. Keep what you know you love, because someone just asked that in another group. And I said, pick the stuff that you know you love that you can play and always have fun. The other stuff that doesn't mean anything to you, just let it go. Because trust me, you don't want to sell everything. Because if you sell one game that you love, trust me, you're going to go back and find that game in another 5 to 10 years. You know, like my Toomba. I want Toomba back. So.
Yeah, Toombas. Then again, that's a rare game now. It's going to cost you money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And my friend, I let borrow it. Oh, you didn't let me borrow that? You're like, yes, I did. But I'm not going to make it. Yeah, no friend. So. And the same thing for Busta Groove. But I got, but my friend came through and got me another copy. So that's my, actually, this is my fourth copy of that game now. And I'm not letting nobody borrow it or nothing. It's mine. So, because I love the game. Granted, YouTube does save me. So I'm kind of okay if something happens. I hope it doesn't. But, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, after while collecting, you do start to think, is it worth collecting that system or keeping the games? And I'm one of those people who rarely ever trade anything or sell things on or anything. But, I mean, I've considered doing so with some nice things in my collection. But it's just whether I want to or not, and if I do, will I get doing it? And if I ever want it back, will it be... Would I get a good chance of getting it back if I ever do want it back in the next year, 2 years, 5 years, maybe more?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's really prevented me from trading some of the older stuff. I mean, some stuff I'm not too fond of, or, I mean, got old box Nintendo games or something like that, which I'm not fond of, but haven't got that much of an enthusiasm for collecting boxed old cartridge games, especially the cardboard ones, because they can be difficult to collect for, and also keeping good condition, as we mentioned, many different episodes. But
yeah,
I mean, for loose cartridge games, though, my collecting is usually don't take up too much space, and the cardboard games are the more difficult to display and keep in good condition. So that's the only downside to getting complete in-box cardboard box games, such as Nintendo or Atari Jaguar or any old systems. But even the Mega Drive, it's different because you can either get them, the cartridges loose, or you can get them boxed with a clamshell. And it's usually pretty easy to find the clamshell case with the game and sometimes the instructions.
Right. Yeah, but Gav already addressed that for me. I don't do the complete conditions. If it comes with the box and the book and cartridge, great. But me, I'm really getting to play it. You know, I don't really... I mean, I used to be very fickle about that, but I got to the point where it's like, wow, Warren, you're passing over these games that are in great condition because they don't have a box or book. Don't you want to play the game? Like, you know, you never even look in the book anyway. And after I did that, as I learned that, I was like, forget it. I'll just buy the game and I'm done. You know. So, and also I'm more big on bartering than selling. I'd rather trade you for a trade than actually sell it sometimes, because it's just so much easier. You don't feel cheated. You know, hey, this game only cost me $15. Well, I'm going to sell it to them for $45. You know, and the guy finds out, like, wow, you cheated. Like, no, I didn't. You wanted it, so you paid for it, and it's yours now. You know, but I would never do, you know, something like that. Even though I've done that when I was in high school. I've done that, you know, but I've also been cheated. But the collectors, you know, they you know, the question is, my people saying, it's like, hey, I have like a whole bunch of old school games that I want to sell. Should I keep them or should I sell them? You know, and the thing is, like, if you have fun with it, keep the ones you have fun with. You know, if you really enjoy, play them all first. And if you got the feeling of like, okay, this game isn't what I remember, okay, that's a game you put in and I don't want it no more. You know, that's how I do it. You know, so.
Yeah, so when it comes down to it, you just got to think: is it a system and the games you've got with it? Is it worth holding on to, or is it just like something you can hide away somewhere, put in storage, or wherever you put it, and then it's like years later, dust it off and inside. I'm gonna have a few goes. I mean, take the Atari 2600 for example. I mean, games are pretty easy to collect for. I mean, most of the cartridges, I mean, complete in box, you're going to be lucky to get them in good condition.
Well, especially with the age and the cardboard box as well, again. So.
Yeah, I mean, the only box one is E.T. I've got the Atari 2600, which is considered the worst one.
I don't care, I love it.
Yeah, but, I mean, a system like the Atari 2600, I mean, I could can't see myself collecting like the box games, but the loose carts, I can see myself picking those up every now and then and just keep them.
They're a dime a dozen anyway, they are. They're loose cartridges. You can get them from anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So you can get them anywhere. So
I'm going to get rid of my 2600 collection because I don't play it. Again, it's just something I don't play. So I mean, I've got two 2600s. I've got a really nice wood grain console, and I don't know why. I don't even know why I bought it.
I'm looking for American Atari 2600 myself. I don't care. I really want a wooden one, but I'll deal with a mini. So, you know, but that's why I say when I play Astro Blast on my Ouya, which is a game I own in my Atari 2600 collection, I love that game, and I forgot how much I love it, and literally, I played that game for, I think, like, about 45 minutes before I realized it was actually still 2013, because to me, it felt like 1983 all over again. I was all excited, and I felt so good inside, and I felt like that in a long time about any games, and I love Crackdown 2, but this game right here is like, I don't know, it's just... The sounds are just, I don't know, it just makes me feel good. I don't know, it's hard to explain. But when I got finished playing and realized I'm playing this not on an Atari, but on a newfangled system, I got a little scared from like saying, I felt like this, what are other people feeling? And that's not good, you know. So I've been back to play it. And now, you know, I'm not adamant about it, but I do want an Atari 2600 eventually so I can go back and play it again. Mm-hmm. So. But yeah,
just, you know,
out with the old
and
with the new.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing a good question to ask would be how do you get yourself into the mindset of I've got to stop collecting games. I'm not going to collect for because someone who obviously still collects. I mean, obviously you two made the decision to either sell on or trade your collections on because you don't get that amount of time to play them. So how do you get yourself into that mindset of, okay, I need to do something about these games, either trade them on, sell them on, or whatever?
Well, it's not in the mindset. You just know. When you've reached that point where you're thinking, I'm buying games that I'm never going to play anymore, what's the point? You just know. And I've reached that point where I've just got too many games, I'm running out of space, and I'm thinking, I'll just get rid of it all, because I know it's not going to get played. Just give it a good home. Somebody will give it a good home.
Yeah, exactly. It's not my right to hold off this great game that I'm not. I don't have time to play it, nor do I want to play it. So why would I want to keep holding this game hostage? I mean,
I'm going to keep the games that I want to keep, and then the rest can go. Keep the games that I know I'll play.
Yeah,
and the rest can just go. I'm not in any. It's not a mindset. You just know what you're going to do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, well, the first thing is you start running out of space, and stacking games on top of games on top of games, and then you do get the itch to play that one game that's under a game, under a game, under a game. You go dig it out, and by the time you get it out, you're too tired to play the game, and you just pretend that you played the game. And say, you know, it's like, you know, I need to do something about this. And you'll say it to yourself about 7 times in the course of about 5 years, and then realize, you know, I need to do something. I'm not even playing this game. Why do I have it in my collection? You know, why is this? You know, why is this? And really, you want to get the trash man and start. It's like, no, I can't. These are my babies. You know, and then eventually, you know, you get the thing where it's like, you know what? The thing to do is, you know what? Someone will love this game like I did when I first played it, and they will enjoy it. So, you know, I hate to say goodbye, you know, and games I do say goodbye to, I usually end up keeping them. But, you know, I will push a game aside and say, hey, I got to let you go, I got to let you go, I got to let you go. I can't say the names, but, like, on my 3-0, I let go Dragon Lore. I love that game. I might go back and rebuy it again one day. But at this time and point in my life, I have no reason for it to be in my space. I have no reason for it. But I did, but, like, Gex, Soccer Kid, Shockwave 2, Gritters. Those games were going to always be my library. 3DO, always. And the Incredible Machine, the best version of the game ever. I'm never going to let those games go. And they know it. They're always going to be my library. I don't care. You can offer me $1 million. The only way I would trade you out those games for $1 million is if I can find someone and I say, hey, Gaz, do you have a copy of all these games? I say, will you sell them to me for $200,000? Soon as you say yes, mail them to me, then I'll sell my collection for $1 million. Outside of that, no. Because the thing is, if they're offering to buy that from you for that much money, obviously it's going to cost you more than that to get them back. So, you know, and I know it's something like, boy, somebody asked me for, so buy my games for $1 million. Think about it. It sounds like a great deal. There's a reason why they're offering you that much for a reason, you know. And think about it. And see, I'm one of the people who sold my collection, my original collection, to buy new games. And I don't regret it, per se. I do hate myself for doing that. But I did get exposure to a lot of games that a lot of people in my area did not. You know, mainly the TurboGrafx, the 3DO, and I forget. There's one other console that I had that nobody else had. But, the Atari Lynx. That was a fluke because some kid from out of town had it. I bought it from him, and everybody got a chance to take a look at it. But see, with me trading up like that, you know, I got a chance to do that. But if I didn't, I probably would never experience any of these consoles at all, you know. But it's always a time when, you know, certain games you do have to let them go, you know. If you're not playing it and you're not enjoying it like you used to, you'll know when it's time to let it go. You'll know. You don't just wake up one day and say, hey, well, I've had people who did this and it kind of scares me. But they did wake up and say, hey, it's time to get rid of some games. And I was like, really? You know, so.
If I have a quick look at my collection, I can see there's a good half a dozen Strategy Guides I don't have the games for, simply because the games, they were cheap at the time, and I decided to pick them up because I thought I'd get the games for them eventually, because that was when there was Game and Game Station were under administration, so. So I could easily get rid of them. I mean, it's the only thing is try and get rid of them, because if trying to sell them on eBay, I mean, half of them probably aren't really worth that much. So, but it'll be mostly the postage cost. They'll cost me more than anything. So by the time I actually try to sell them or pass them on, then there wouldn't be much in the way of any money back. If it's all dependent, I mean. Unless I just took them and traded them into a game store or something, but.
Well, I mean, there are people who collect those. My friend, he does it. So, I mean, to him, I mean, he gives me stuff that you can't find anywhere. And it's kind of our, like, honor code. Well, he'll give me stuff out of the blue, and I'll give him stuff out of the blue. Like, I gave him all of my. He doesn't even care for Street Fighter. But because I bought the strategy guides that I never really used, I'll give them to him. You know, if they're not worth it to sell, you know, find someone who's going to appreciate it. I mean, if you don't mind, and just, I mean, I just give it away. I mean, hey, it's going to cost me like $15. I'm not going to get that much out of it. I might get $8 out of it. It's not really worth it. The gas to go get $8 is $8 in gas, so I break even. So, you know, whenever I visit him, like every 4 or 5 months, I just give it to him and say, oh, okay, I was looking for that one. Like, cool. At least I put a smile on his face, you know. So that's the only thing I say about the guides. You know, find a friend who likes collecting them. Because there are people who do that. They don't talk that much, I will say that. You know, unless it's like Pokemon or something like that. They go, yeah, I want that, I want it. You know, but yeah, just find someone. I mean, Craigslist, I don't want to say use it, but before you trade to a game shop, you know, look around. There are people who collect those, you know. Yeah. Don't let them cost you anything to give it, you know, get it to them, then you're okay. But, you know, so. Because I don't think any guys after, like, 2007 are, like, collector guys, unless it's something for 3DS, which is very, like, rare or something like that, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I've got a handful of 3DS guides. I've got the Ocarina of Time 3D, got Link Between Worlds, and I've also got Super Mario 3D Land and Mario Kart 7. Those are the 3DS ones I've got, but then I think most of them I picked up on the cheap, and I think a couple of them were Christmas or birthday presents.
Yeah, that was pretty recent, so, I mean, they have a little value, but I would still find someone, you know.
I mean, I just picked up this one guy, Dragon Age 2, which is sealed, so it hasn't been used in any way, so.
Leave it sealed.
Yeah, so, I mean, I haven't got the game. I'm not sure if I will pick up the game, so that's the only thing. If I pick up the game and I start playing it, or if it's released on Xbox Live Gold for free, then if I download it and start playing it, then will the guide be coming useful, or...
What have you got? A sealed copy of what?
Dragon Age to the guide.
Oh, just the guide?
Just the guide, yeah.
I think then the game, was it?
No, not the game. I haven't played the game yet. I mean, I was going to play a demo a while ago, but again, one of those things.
I think it's a hack and slash game, isn't it? If I remember rightly.
Dragon Age? It's RPG.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. Okay. Anyway.
That's a good... Dragon Age 1, and I had, like, Dragon Age 1, I think Mass Effect 1 or 2, what's that one game, Dante's Inferno or something like that? I had old games on my floor one day because my friend, like I said, he works at EA, so he gets trading stuff, so I get a lot of games. Well, back then, I used to get a lot of games, but I didn't have time to play those games. I was working, and, you know, and I only wanted to play one game anyway at the time. It was Crackdown, and so, you know, like, one of y'all, these AAA titles sitting on your floor, and you're not playing them. I'm like, because I'm playing this. If you're playing that dumb game... And I was like, oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding me. And after that, it's like, you know what, you wanna play it? It's fine. I mean, it's no big deal to me. I mean, back when I was a kid, you know, when you're a kid, you used to get a game, you couldn't wait to get home to play it. Now it's like, I get games, I throw them on the bed. If it's not an Atari game or a Pixel game that I wanna play right then and there, a game you pop in, play it, turn it off, and go to the next game, I don't really wanna, you know, I don't wanna get involved in a game that much. Like, Mass Effect is a great game, don't get me wrong, but sometimes you only have 15 minutes to play a game. You don't wanna get involved in the game and then gotta have to go in the middle of it. That's what got me, and I try to, you know, I warn people, I don't want to get caught up. I mean, Zelda, I'll leave my power on, but you know the feeling of leaving your power on when you can't save, and you're gone for more than 4 hours. Please don't let the power go out. Please don't let the power go. That's all you can think about. And I said, I'll never ever do that ever again, and I don't. So, the game guys and stuff, you know, if somebody got, like, you know, if somebody likes them, then, yeah, trade them out.
Yeah, I mean, look at getting rid of a couple anyway, or considering, because I'm always running out of space, so if I freed up a bit of space where we've got my strategy guards, because it's nearly taking up two shelving units, so...
Yeah, oh, yeah, you need to clean that out and clean that out soon. Yeah. If you're going to collect... Okay, this is not exactly any advice. This is just a tip for me, for people who have that collectoritis when it comes to books. I don't really collect books unless I read them. And if it's coming to strategy guides, unless it's one of your games that you, like Crackdown, I don't have a strategy guide to that, but I do have a strategy guide to Two Human, but I'm going to give that to my friend once I get the last achievement, because for some reason I can't get the last achievement on it, but I'm probably going to get him to play the game for me, get that achievement, and call it a day. He can have the strategy guide, but I probably won't give him the game, though. I let him borrow the game because I love the game. But really, if you can find art books, I would suggest getting the art book and let the strategy guide go. Because the art books, at least they have art, and the art does become collectible later. So, you know, they're more valuable than the actual strategy guide itself.
Yeah, I've got a few Gears of War art books, which are really cool.
Yeah, they are very cool. I still have mine.
I've got a signed Gears of War art book as well, which is cool. Signed load of people at Epic. They all signed it.
Oh, wow.
Which is cool.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm trying to find a frame for it so I can hang it. It's in an envelope at the moment. I don't get out very often.
Nah, same here. I just happen to be out myself today. Just happened.
I'd say the one promotional item I'll be definitely keeping would be Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time 3D store display. I mean, that's one I posted up on Twitter years ago, I think. Well, early last year, I think. But
yeah,
that's something I will keep. But I think one thing I do need to try and sort out is maybe my PS2 collection, because I've got well over 100 games, and the problem sorting those out is there's the games I want to get to, but I don't know which ones I want to get to the most, and which ones I have played or have played. I want to continue playing. I don't know which ones out of those I should get rid of or trade on.
Yeah, well, they're on cartridge, so it do is take one day, like I did. And what I did was, before I started trading out games, even though I gave away a lot of very rare games, like I think I gave away a WCW N64 game. It was like two or three different wrestling games. I didn't think nothing of it. I don't regret it, because my friend, he really, really want these games, so I said, hey, I'll trade you these games. I gave him to him like $20. The games were worth about $80 a pop. So, you know, but it was no big deal to me. And I was like, hey, you got a good deal, didn't you? It's like, what do you mean? Like, yeah, those games are worth a lot of money. It's like, oh, I don't care. It's not about value. It's just I want to play them. You know, because he was one of the people who played Xbox. You know, but he didn't have a lot of time. He just moved and stuff like that. So, but I would just suggest taking your time one day and say you're going to spend the whole day popping each cartridge in, playing it for about 5 minutes. Do you feel anything? No? Okay. Put it to the side. Say, hey, I'm getting rid of this one. And that's what I did. So, granted, I'm not going to get rid of Hey You Pikachu. You know, that game is kind of, I like it because it has voice control, but I don't know how to control it. But I love, Pokemon Snap, and that's what I'm trying to play right now on N64. Pokemon Snap, I love photography games. So, So I will be keeping that.
Yes, but that's probably what I'll do sometime. Sit down and try and play each of the games for 5-10 minutes or so, and see which ones are a lot like and which ones are dead. I mean, ones are I'll just keep me pole. Ones that I'm not sure about, I'll just play through, and if I like it, I'll keep it. If not, I'll put in the trade pole. And unless it's one I want to hang on to, just in case. But
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I say the best question to finish this topic off would be if one item in your collection, any item in your collection, if that was the only thing you could keep, one console and one game, which one would it be?
Sega Mega Drive, Shining Force 2. My favorite game.
Question is really hard for me.
Just for one game, it's Shining Force 2. I could play that over and over and over and over.
Well, I want to say my 3DO, but if you put it like that with one game, that means that I would be keeping my I love my Neo Geo and I love my Dreamcast, but that means I'll be keeping my Super Nintendo with Link to the Past. So if I can play that game, I'll play the game all day, every day, stop playing it for 3 or 4 days, come right back to it, it's like a brand new game. I love the music. You know, I love Crackdown, don't get me wrong, I love Crackdown on Xbox, but if it had to be between Crackdown and Zelda, of course it's going to be Zelda. So, A Link to the Past on my Super Nintendo. Granted, I will say that's a big fight. I'll be crying because I want Super Castlevania 4 to come with it. I love the music on that game too. So, but yeah, but a link to the past, I'll be happy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of torn between one game on the Nintendo 64 and one game on the Mega Drive, but I'd say my initial reaction would be to have Mega Drive with Sonic the Hedgehog 2. If that was the only system in game I was allowed to keep, that's one, because that's one from my childhood, and you play that a lot. It's still got the original Mega Drive and the original Sonic the Hedgehog 2 cinema collection, so. Those are two things I would not give away in a hurry.
Mine too on Super Nintendo is automatically Zelda Link to the Past and Super Mario World. Yeah, I love Street Fighter, but Street Fighter can only go so far before you get tired of it. Link to the Past and Mario World, those games will live forever.
So. Yeah, I'd say what I would have gone for with Nintendo 64 would have been Super Mario 64, but I'd say only slightly I'd go for Sonic Hedgehog 2, but...
Yeah, I can see that. That's a good choice. It'll keep you busy for a while.
Yeah.
And playthroughs.
It's still a game I need to finish, because I can always get to the last part, but can never beat the final boss, so...
Well, on Sonic 2?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've kind of played that game.
Yeah.
I don't know if I played that game at all. I know I got to the last level, but I can't remember beating it. We always played two-player.
I played it with all Chaos Emeralds, because you can go supersonic on that game, can't you?
Yeah. So it's a game one day I'm going to have to sit down and try and complete, Pete, but whether we'll be able to or not, I'm not sure. But...
But yeah. Good games.
Yes. So before we go on to normal topics, is there anything gaming news recently we should talk about?
Yeah, Irrational Games closing down.
Yeah, they're going, aren't they? Rational yeah, Games, I mean, for people who don't know what Rational Games, they made Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sad or anything, because this is what I've been waiting for since, like, what, 2012 anyway? Because with how games are going with the mobile and the tablets and stuff, this is inevitable. All these giant companies are going to have to break down the smaller parts and rebuild from the bottom up, you know, in smaller teams. Because the AAA titles aren't what is not where the money is at anymore. And we all know about money. So I'm not sad, you know, but I'm looking forward to whatever they're going to bring to the table. And I hope other companies follow suit so we can get past this. And, you know, the next new genre or next new generation of games will be coming out. Because if you notice that, we've been getting a lot of rehash after rehash. You know, every now and then a new game will come out, but how often? Not that often.
Yeah, I suppose another big gaming news regarding our company is Microsoft buying the rights to Gears of War.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that. What do you think about that, Gaz?
Well, Microsoft buying out the rights to Gears of War. A company called Black Tusk, I think, is going to be making it. And Rod Ferguson, who was originally with Epic, then went to Irrational Games to work on Bioshock Infinite. He's now joining Black Tusk, and he's going to be involved in the new Gears of War games, which can only be a good thing.
I hope so. I mean,
at least we're going to see some more Gears of War games on at least on the Xbox One. So, I'm happy. But
yeah. I'm not gonna say I'm happy or anything like that, because they hurt me on the Gears of War. My experience. Gears of War is one of the best experiences that I had in a war game. Loved it. I would never trade it for anything. I mean, it had me laughing. It had me crying a little bit. Had me scared for my life. You know, the Creel. You had to hide in the shadows and stuff. And I love the scene where the thing. Did you see that thing? What was it? It was a monkey dog. You know, and I laugh every time I hear that. I don't know why. What a monkey dog. You know,
it's one of the most original concepts.
Yes, it was.
I've ever seen.
Yes, and I loved it. But the thing that made me get upset about it is that rumors hurt me about part 2 and part 3. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm whining, but I'm waiting on for my Gears of War golf game. I'm waiting on for my Gears of War scrimmage football game. I'm waiting on for my Gears of War sniper target mini game. Not inside the game. I'm talking totally different. These aren't like games within the game. I'm talking games outside of it on their own. Kind of like a Mario Party series, but rated R for Gears of War fans. And that's what I thought. They said, yeah, you can use the rifle as a golf club. And I saw mods for it and stuff, but it never came to fruition. And I'm like, you know, where's my Gears of War golf game? You know, and they never brought it out. I'm not really big on golf, but I would love to play a game, like a mini golf game that's not so serious, but serious, where you hit skull of one of the dead beasts, or whatever, like a ball, and it hits a wretch, and the wretch blows up, whatever. You know, it's fun, but serious at the same time, and that's what I thought I'm going to have, and I want to see that. I want to have, I don't want the driving mechanics, I will say that, because it reminds me of Halo a little bit, but I would love to have a Gears of War racing game with weapons and stuff, you know, stuff they do, like in the Army, you know, when they're having downtime, they play in the dirt, they race the cars and stuff. You know, I want that kind of stuff, and that's what I mean. I'm not saying I'm looking for it anymore, because, you know, after part 3, I kind of called it quits. But I do hope they do something good with the franchise. I really, really.
So I hope they go back to
kind of like Gears of War Sports.
Yes! I would buy that in a heartbeat, because I love Dom. I know that, you know, he's not with us, but I'm here. But I like all the characters. I love them all. I love them all. Even the women. I love the women. Because it felt, I'm a Starship Troopers fan, and to me, this was an ode to Starship Troopers, but much better. You know, that's what I took it as, Starship Troopers, but more serious. And I loved it. I mean, even that, the video, I still get teary-eyed. The one video, the trailer with that one slow song on it. Mad World. That song just went so perfect. And it's like, wow, the end is here, and if we don't stop it, we're all dead. You know, even though we've already lost, over a million people, and then we finally got the satellite technology. But I do hope Microsoft does something good with it. I will say I'm not going to expect anything, but if they get me to turn around and look at it, then they got my ideas. But until I see something, you know, I'm gonna wait and see, because there's so much potential there. Me, I want to bring the Krill back. I want the Krill to come back, because that was it to me. That was an ode to Resident Evil in the darkness, and the wretches on there used to kill you. You know, I'm sorry, not the wretches, but the lickers, the little lickers that cut your throat and cut your head off. I love that. But, you know, well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I hope they do something good with it, though.
Yep. Anyway.
And any other gaming news, or has that really been... Is that all to talk about at the moment?
Yep. We can't talk about Donkey Kong Deep Freeze, because I didn't play it. And, it was released, but I didn't record any numbers of sales or anything, because I think it's too early for that. I think next podcast you can get the numbers for that.
Yeah, it's probably want to pick up at some point, but at the moment not in a rush. Still need to pick up Super Mario 3D World, but haven't picked up for the Wii U yet. We'll see how the sales get going at, and see how the reception is. We'll talk about it next week probably.
Okay.
So should we go on to what we've been watching recently?
Yes.
Yes, we can do. I have been watching Chuck.
Who?
Chuck.
Chuck,
yes, with Zach Levi. Adam Baldwin. It's a comedy where a guy, Chuck, who works in a electronic store, some computers, but his best friend from college sends him an email, and it makes him into like a spy. It's really cool. It's funny. It's on Netflix.
Oh yeah, I want to watch that. I didn't watch that yet. I want to watch that. So you like it? Netflix.
Yeah, yes. Okay. So that's another recommendation for me to watch. You, Warren. That's watch that. Yep.
Yeah, I will watch that tonight. I was looking for something to watch. I've been watching I'll talk
about. Yeah, I think there's like 91 episodes on. Over 5 series, but yeah, it's really cool, very very funny, and there's lots of there's little things in it, and you're thinking, oh yeah, that's really cool, but yeah, you'll notice them, you'll notice them, any nerd who would notice them, like me.
Right.
What else I've been watching? Pretty much that really, because I've been ill for the past 3 weeks, so I've been laying in bed and I've been watching that constantly.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything else. A little bit of Supernatural, but I'm back on series 2.
Okay.
Don't know what else, really, to be honest. And next.
Yeah, I've been watching. I finally finished the Avengers, World's Mightiest Heroes. Great 2 seasons. But since I've been kind of not sure what I want to watch, since there's not much to watch, I went over to Justice League Unlimited. Oh my gosh, it's really nice. It's not as great as the World's Mightiest Heroes, but it's still just as good. And I'm learning new characters and stuff, and it's really nice. I haven't really been watching any new movies. I just watched one movie. I can't remember the name of it. All right, Ender's Game. I just watched that last night, and it was good. It wasn't what I expected. I got upset, and I almost start crying, because it's like everything that was in that movie is what I was thinking about war. You know, I mean, even if we were fighting each other, we should be able to talk to each other and come to an agreement for peace. But it was a good movie. I don't want to say any much, but it had some really good special effects and everything. And that's really it. I haven't watched a session of, because I'm on season, I think, 4 of Supernatural, so.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and that's pretty good. I haven't watched that in like a week now, so
cool.
And that's it for me.
Well, I haven't been watching too much myself this week, but I have watched Kung Fu Panda 2. Watched that again, which is a great movie.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, in some ways, it's better than the Shrek film series, but not to put Shrek down anyway, but I'm just saying that I think Kung Fu Panda series is slightly better overall, because I think it's got a best better story and some ways better characters, and also it takes more risks with the audience, like with the darker sort of backstory and storylines, and but it's got a good mix of comedy as well, so it's not like all down it. An all down movie, but it is one of those series of films that is don't judge a book by its cover because of the title Kung Fu Panda. You wouldn't expect like a great movie out of it, maybe like a cheap film. But the first one's good, and the second one builds on top of it. So, and the third one is due out next year. So hopefully, yeah, so it's been a while since the last one, so hopefully this new one should be pretty good.
Skidoosh!
And I also watched a movie called Nerd Quest. Because recently Maz got a DVD when I backed it a couple of years ago. I backed the campaign a couple of years ago to produce a movie, so I got my own DVD copy of that. So I'm not sure exactly where it's available, if it is available. But basically, it's about a group of friends who go to this LARPing event, basically live action role play.
Yeah, I think I saw that before. Is that where they have the lodge and everything, and one guy got kicked out because he was doing something or something like that?
No, I don't think it's advice, but basically, people come together and pretend they're living in a big fantasy realm with magic and swords and sorcery. But when people start dying, and then the four friends have to discover who's committing the murders and what's going on. So it's a comedy horror. So it's got some good moments in it. So. Yeah, it's enjoyable for what it is, an independent movie, so if you don't go expecting a lot, then you should get a good laugh out of it. Yeah. Some good British humour as well, and also stars Stuart Ashens, who did his own movie last year, Ashens in the Quest for the Game Child.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so that's pretty good, and... anything else? I watched one episode of season 4 of The Walking Dead, the first one, so that's the only episode I managed to catch, so but hopefully at some point I'll catch up with the other Walking Dead episodes for season 4 unless I wait for them to be released on Blu-ray, but it might take some time.
Tonight's the night for that on TV, so yes.
That's all I've been watching really, so on to what we've been playing. So Juan, do you want to mention what we've been playing together?
Well, I've been playing, again, Animal Crossing, New Leaf, of course, you know that, and then Shantae's Risky Revenge, of course, Kingdom Rush, and I was playing, I'm playing one more game on, I played Gex a little bit, not a lot, so I really shouldn't say that, but I played Gex on PS3 versus my 3DO, and that, I want to say, is it. Yeah, that's it, because actually I'm supposed to be playing a game called The Legend of Baldina, and that's a beta game a friend is working on, and once I get home, I can go back. I need to go beta test it with a USB controller, because he wants to see how it works with it, but I haven't really played it yet. I played the game itself before that, like last year, but he did an upgrade, so, but those are the only games I'm playing right now. You know, it's kind of same old, with a little bit of Street Fighter, no Flappy Birds.
Yeah, I've been playing Flappy Birds.
Okay, what do you think of it, guys?
It's available on the, it's still available on Windows. So I downloaded it. It's alright. It's just I don't know why it was, I don't know what a little hoo-ha was. Yeah, it's a fun little game. But coming on to other things, I've been playing a couple of betas on the Xbox. One called Warface on the Xbox 360. Which is a first-person shooter, much in the same vein as COD or Battlefield. And there's nothing that stands out is going to convince me that it's going to be a must-buy when it comes out. It's still in development, which they always say, but it's the same kind of rubbish, really.
Yeah.
I can't see it being any better than Call of Duty or Battlefield, so... But the most important beta we've been playing was the Titanfall beta on the Xbox One.
And how'd you like it?
Now that is going to be an epic game. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a first-person shooter, but it's a first-person shooter with a difference. You are a pilot, and you can run around, and then after 2 minutes or so, your Titan is available, and it's basically a big giant robot that you control in the first-person mode as well. So, yeah, it's cool. It's really cool. I mean, I'm not the biggest first-person shooting fan, but I'm going to buy this. It's really good. But you got different modes, like capture the flag and things like that, and you have to hold the flag. Team Deathmatch, that's in there as well. There's some other game mode as well. I can't remember what. There was three game modes. Oh, every man for himself. Last stand where you start off in the spot. But it's cool. But even if your robot dies, you eject and you can still play on until you die.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's going to be fantastic. So Titanfall is good. Been playing a bit of Power Star Golf on the Xbox One. Bit of Forza 5 on the Xbox One. Bit more Dead Rising 3. I've completed the main campaign. I'm just going back through it again on Nightmare mode.
Mm-hmm.
Also making sure I've got all the collectibles as well. What else have I been playing? I've been playing a couple of games on my Windows phone, a couple of Xbox games as well. Little Acorns, like a little platform game. Really cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alpha Jax, which is a Scrabble game. Flappy Bird as well. I thought I'd download that. And then there's another game as well called Flappy Bat, which I downloaded. Which is cool. That's pretty much it. But Titanfall, yes, it's out next month, and I will be getting it. It's a must buy for any Xbox One owner. And I'm saying that as a not the biggest first person shooting fan, but this is gonna turn me into a fan.
Titanfall.
Titanfall.
Get it next month.
Yeah, so that's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
So just a quick question, guys. Have you used the streaming feature on Xbox One yet, or haven't you really dabbled into it?
No, you can record your stuff, but I haven't streamed anything yet.
So is that something you're planning on doing, or?
Oh yeah, I'll set up, because you've got Twitch TV on the Xbox as well. So I'm gonna have to have a look into it and see what I have to do to do that. Yeah, but it'd be cool to. Because what we'll do as well is we have someone on, obviously through Ramble, which the website that I own, we've got a PlayStation 4 guy on there who streams games, so we're going to get me doing streaming on Xbox One, and we'll have it as part of Ramble TV on YouTube and things like that on Twitch, so which is really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, so I've been working a lot on the website as well, because obviously I've taken over ownership. I want to get it right again. You know, designing a new logo and things like that. So,
mm-hmm.
Which is cool. Good.
Yeah. So what I've been playing recently, which is what the game, Mitch forgot to mention, was Minecraft.
Oh right.
Yeah, he's been playing that a lot.
Well, I've been playing a little bit, so, but it's just like something a bit built up over time, so, but yeah, I've been playing Minecraft. We played on Tuesday, was it?
Uh-huh.
Was it Tuesday we played it on?
I'm not sure what day. I'm not sure, because I saw my friend here, and I was like, okay, what did we play in the middle of the week? I know it was a day I shouldn't have played, but I was like, you know what, let's go ahead and do it, because if we don't do it now, we're never going to do it. But I think it was Tuesday. I know you just got work or something like that. You said,
Can't remember exactly. It was Monday, Tuesday. I remember that much. But yeah. So we played for a good hour. And we did. You did the recording. I did the audio recording. So hopefully there should be a bit of video of us wandering around the place of built in Minecraft so far.
Starting the Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Next time you play, I'll come and join.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
I love Minecraft. It's quality.
Yeah, we should all get on at some point.
Go and have a look at what I've been building and things like that. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so bad fun doing that. So there's a good 54-minute video out of it. So I just need to do a bit more editing to it, and then should be ready to go, I think.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's just a matter of uploading it, which might take some time, but hopefully if we get back from work early enough, can set up the YouTube upload and upload it before we go to bed that night. But I'll see how time goes. Should be able to do one of the days.
Yeah.
Oh,
I always do mine when I go to sleep. If it's an hour, I usually do it while I'm sleeping or something, you know, because I don't want to be on the internet while it's doing that, for it to be so slow, you know. So.
Yeah, the only thing is if I do it overnight, then I'll have to keep my laptop on or just to hear the noise constantly, so.
What noise?
The fan on the laptop, so it can be a little noisy sometimes, so.
You mean your hard drive, or?
No, the fan on the laptop.
Oh, the fan. Oh, I'll put it in the bathroom or somewhere where I know I can trust it so it won't get knocked over. Yeah, I used to do that with my laptop, too. I just couldn't stand it. And I'm like, my goodness, the thing's so small. Why is it so noisy?
No, oh, yeah, small army. When I've got the Xbox 360 on, I mean, they said, like, the Xbox 360 Slim was like, whisper quiet when they release it. Compared to the Xbox One, it sounds like an elephant. Really good.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
The Xbox One. If you put an Xbox One in a room, and you could literally hear a pin drop, it is ultra quiet. It's fantastic.
Yeah, but my Xbox 360, that woo, it's like a bleep blower.
Yeah.
Like, yep, that's the Xbox. And I mean, it's good for heating up the room. I'll give it that. So.
Yeah.
Secondary heater.
Is unbelievable.
Yeah, so what else have I been playing? I've been playing a bit of GTA Online.
Mm-hmm.
From that, just got up to level 10, so I've been raising my level by robbing shops. So the best way to get away is to get a helicopter from the airport, go to the nearest shop, and then land it, and then get inside, steal the money, and then take off in the helicopter, and off you go. Best ever get away, but. If you're good at flying a helicopter, then it's a load of fun to do it that way and then try and escape the cops. Sometimes they won't be able to catch you, even if they have a helicopter, and sometimes they'll catch up with you and you just have to try and dodge the helicopters chasing after you.
Cool.
Yeah, but GTA Online's still fun, even when there's just some people just like kill at random and they have all the weapons and you haven't got anything to defend yourself with.
Run and hide!
That's what I'm trying to do. I mean, one time I was in a helicopter, I was being chased down by another person with a helicopter who had missiles and machine guns, and he kept using the lock-on feature of the missiles to attack me, so I had to dive through the buildings. I was trying to whiz in and out of the buildings, trying to dodge it. I was doing it for a little bit, and then the cat caught me in the end, so.
Yeah. Give me missiles, I destroy.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to play a bit more of it at some point, or I'm hoping to get the PS3 version as well, because I've got some friends on PS3 who probably have the game, so hopefully team with them on the PS3 version and do a few missions and that. But yeah, GTA Online's fun. And what else? Bit of Animal Crossing, and also played the first episode of The Walking Dead again on the iOS.
Oh, really?
I've just downloaded the first episode of Series 2. I'm not playing it yet. Because it's available for 79 pence.
Oh, wow. It's worth it.
It's a bargain.
That's a good price, actually.
Yeah. So it was on sale recently. I don't know if it's still on sale, but it has been on sale. So there's Xbox. If you go on Xbox 360 at the moment, there's lots and lots on sale. Got a big sale on at the moment.
Yeah, they had
Red Dead Underground and Red Dead Unbound and all of its DLC on discount.
Yeah, but it's been like £6 or something like that. It's crazy. Really, really cheap at the moment, so.
Yeah, no, have a look on there after you've done the podcast.
Course, there's lots of, they have still got the games for gold as well. I can't remember which one it is now. There is one available on Games for Gold.
I think it's a tank game, if I remember rightly, but I haven't played that one yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's it. As long as they keep giving free games away, I'll keep downloading them, and I will play them eventually.
Yeah.
Right.
when I stop killing zombies on Dead Rising 3. And I haven't played it for ages. I've already killed 35,000 zombies. Mm. But you get
Zombie Massacre.
Brilliant. That's brilliant.
And just a bit of quick news on The Walking Dead. The next episode should be released in March, early March. So still got a little bit.
I did a little news piece on the Ramble. It was a new screenshot released the other day, so I did a little news piece and showed everyone what the screenshot is. Well, yeah, we'll keep everyone up to date about what's going on with The Walking Dead. We'll look to see if this one's going to be a game of the year or not, like the other one was.
Well,
somehow I might struggle against the new generation of consoles, because I think Titanfall, from what I've seen, even though it's not been released, from what I've seen in the beta, that's going to be up there, most definitely.
We'll see. I don't know. I know it's struggling, because I'm not into Wolf Among Us. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I mean,
yeah.
Nick, he likes it. I do not like it.
I like it for what it is. I don't like it as much as the Walking Dead, but I like the sort of investigating aspect of it. Like, you talk to these characters, interact with them, and try and find the best way of getting information out of them. Whether it's to talk to them calmly, or if it's to threaten them, or do something. To provoke them into giving you information.
Yeah, they cuss too much. They cuss too much for me. I played through the demo. It was enough. Let me turn my wealth and kill everybody and call it a day. So, I mean, that's how I look at it. It to me, it has nothing really to do with The Walking Dead. It's more of like, I mean, if you ever played Dracula Unleashed on Sega CD, you probably would understand what I'm trying to get at. The Walking Dead with Clementine, and see, I relate to Clementine because she reminds me of one of my nieces and so forth. So therefore, that's why I like her a lot. But I also like the choices that, you know, hey, I never thought I would think about, if I got bit, what would I do? You know, I already knew what I would do with my friends that are my age, but with a person in my care, I never thought about that. So therefore, that twist was really good. But now in part two, I will say, I don't really feel too connected to her too much. The next episode might make me feel connected, because we're supposed to be meeting somebody we think we know. So I am looking forward to that in March. But The Wolf Among Us, it's a good game in its own right, like you're saying. But for me, no, I'll pass.
Yeah, it's fair enough. I mean, the only reason I played the first episode was because I got it for free on Xbox Live, and then got a season pass and downloaded the second episode. It's got some issues about that which need to sort out, but yeah, overall it's a good game and has some comparisons to The Walking Dead, but I just think it's better as a crime investigation game.
Okay.
Try and see if you can work out who the villain is, and the second episode has some good twists at the beginning and the end, but again, I won't spoil it for you in case you ever do get around to playing it.
Yeah, I think I've downloaded the first episode, but obviously I've not been got around to playing The Wolf Among Us yet, so.
Yeah.
Again, simply because of the Xbox One.
The Xbox One. There you go.
Yep.
Yep, but, yes, all been playing really, so I guess it's on to Highlights of the Week.
Back to work this week. After suffering three bouts of sickness in the space of a month, thank God I'm back to work. Yeah, so I'm my highlight is I'm fit and healthy again, which is a bonus. That's pretty much it, really. I don't think there's anything.
Well, my highlight of the week, I guess it'd have to be my friend finally getting her 7-year-old project off the ground. I mean, I helped her with it a lot. But she finally got it on Kickstarter, and it's up and running. I'll give you a link, because I don't know the link off by heart yet. But it's basically about the passion of music. And it's going to be a great documentary, because I've seen a lot of interviews she's done and stuff like that. So it's really great. I hope she meets her goals and surpasses it, because it's going to be something great the world will be able to see and listen to, because she has some great people on there. So I'll give that as my highlight of the week, even though I guess we want to say a fun highlight was actually recording Minecraft with Nick. So that was really fun because he really impressed me with what he's done in his world, far more than I've done in mine.
Cool.
So
that was a highlight for me.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say mine's the best creation, because looking at a few clips on YouTube, you can see people have actually put loads more time than I've ever put into Minecraft. Really pretty worlds and cities and towns.
I've not played it for a while. I mean, I've got two worlds at the moment, but there's the one I'm concentrating on, so... But I've made some cool stuff. You're going to have to come and have a look and see what I've done. I've got this really cool water slide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, and that's what I loved about his. He had a roller coaster, and I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I'd say had a roller coaster up to a theme park area, and got like, two little rides, one for the kiddies, like a merry-go-round, and one that's a bit more adventurous as well, which Warren enjoyed, didn't you?
Oh, yes, it was much fun. That's why I said I loved it, because, yeah, you may say it's not as inventive as most other people, but I've seen a lot of impressive places, but I actually got to walk around in yours firsthand, so therefore, to me, it's one of the best places I've been around. So, I enjoyed my stay, even though I feel like I left a little early, so I look forward to the next visit in the next few months.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'd say my holiday week again would be playing with Warren and showing him around with the stuff I've done. I mean, it's playing more things I want to try and do in Minecraft, because I'm always thinking of some new things to expand the little world of built.
Mm. Well, I hope you get that train built that goes around the water. I really want to ride that around.
Yeah, I'm trying to sort out one that goes to a nearby town. I need to try and fix it at some points and make a return train journey as well.
Oh, that'd be nice. Very nice.
And the part we didn't record was where the creeper fell, was pushed into a hole, and we just built a little cage around it so it can't get out.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, you moved really fast on that one. We had him under glass. That was neat.
Yeah.
I wish we could have pushed one of those zombies down there, too.
Yeah, push one of the walkers in with a creeper.
Yeah. See, we have our own petting zoo. Don't get bit.
Yeah, it might be a little feature I have to think of doing, actually. So, yeah, I'll look at doing like a little zoo area to see if we can add a creep or something into the sky.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool, actually. That's a good idea. So I'll see about doing that for next time you can visit.
Yes, the do zoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else to mention, or?
No, not on my end.
I don't think so. I'm just going to chill out, put some more chuck on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, back to work tomorrow, so I'm going to have a quick look on the Xbox and maybe a bit more Minecraft playing in a minute. So thanks to both Gaz and Warren for being on as usual. Good episode as usual.
Thank you for inviting me, though I'm not home.
Yeah, no problem anytime. And to everyone else, thank you very much for listening. And until next time, we will see you later. Take care and good night.
Have a good one.
Mate.
Catch you later.
See you later, mate.